Talk has been swirling on the Illinois State University campus about threats of attempted abductions and other violence. These did not happen, but what is clear is that many students don't feel safe and don't feel police are listening to their concerns. Eric Stock reports.
Melissa Ahrens is a sophomore at ISU. Ahrens says last year she wasn't afraid to walk alone on campus, but after hearing claims of violence in recent weeks, she's concerned to walk outside of the dining hall, especially after dark. Ahrens has armed herself with a knife and pepper spray.
The walk to and from Tri, there are no blue lights, not really that many street lights, and it's kind of like right next to a residential area, so it can be a little scary.
Ahrens and other students have been talking, mostly on social media, about their safety being at risk based on claims of violence and suspicious vehicles. Illinois State University sent out a campus alert last week to address these claims. It said police were actively investigating, but said the Normal Police Department confirmed there have been no abduction attempts. Anna Woods is a grad student in music at ISU. Woods says that message didn't put her mind at ease.
The school hasn't really talked about it a whole lot. I feel like they sent out a vague email, which I think puts more fear, especially for, you know, the females here on campus.
And threats of violence at the ISU campus are not only a concern for women. Harrison Gordon is a sophomore music business student. He says violence is the biggest safety threat on campus, but he says police don't seem to take it seriously.
They're a lot more focused on doing on like Saturday nights and Friday nights on things like busting parties or trying to give out drinking tickets than they ever are trying to protect our women in town from like violence or sexual violence.
ISU Police Chief Aaron Woodruff says the abduction attempt report that fueled most of the students' concerns was based on a call from one female student who reported seeing someone run into an apartment building. Woodruff says he doesn't want to discount her fear or her interpretation of events, but he says an investigation by ISU and the Normal Police Department finds no evidence of an abduction attempt. Woodruff says if the community doesn't want to believe that, there's not much police can do.
That's a problem. I can't fix that. For our community if they don't want to believe when we're saying that just the evidence doesn't support it.
Brad Park is the community resource officer for the Normal Police Department. Park says Normal Police have nothing to prove or disprove about any safety threats on the ISU campus. Park says police have tried to diffuse students' fears about their safety, but he says social media makes it hard to control that message.
The messaging that goes out is kind of like the telephone game, you know, things have just get, you know, changed as the message goes along. And we just want to have a unified message with what we know and what we can provide.
Social media has amplified students' concerns about safety, but that can become an echo chamber. Nate Carpenter was the director of Convergent Media at ISU. He says it's hard to use social media as an accurate gauge.
Many people may be sharing the same incident, maybe talking about the same incident over and over and over again, to the extent that it feels like it's happening everywhere, where it may just be one isolated incident that's being shared throughout several different networks.
Carpenter says most of the online chatter about threats has been on social media channels that are mostly private, such as Snapchat and WhatsApp, the social media more popular among students. So it doesn't get the broader exposure through a more public site such as Facebook, where more people may see it and perhaps take the threats more seriously.
What I've been seeing with this issue and this incident over the past week is that there is a disconnect in consumption and production of media.
Carpenter says anyone who feels concerns about their safety shouldn't rely on social media. He says they should go to the authorities. But several students, including ISU sophomore Melissa Ahrens, say they don't believe talking to police will make much difference.
I would rather just call like somebody random from my floor than actually call 911.
ISU Police Chief Aaron Woodruff says he's concerned students are reaching conclusions based on bad information that he says preys on their anxieties and fears.
Unfortunately, if they're not following us and they're just following each other and missharing misinformation, then that kind of washes that out.
Woodruff says ISU PD uses a tiered system to communicate threats to the campus community. The department sends emergency alerts via text for imminent threats. For less immediate incidents, ISU will send out a crime advisory, and the department will use social media for safety issues that are less specific to the campus, such as the recent fatal shooting at a mobile home park in North Normal. With reporting from Sarah Nardi and student reporter Jordan Mead, I'm Eric Stock.
Illinois State University President Terry Goss-Kinsey says she encourages everyone on campus to look out for themselves and to look out for each other. And she says if you see something, report it immediately.